Believe that it's dangerous to keep talking about the fact that we want our children to learn science and math, and we're going to force feed them in the schools with, you know, rigor and stuff, but we're all going to shy away and say we don't appreciate the wonders of the awe of science. And science is beautiful and it's creative, and it involves the same type of awe that any creative endeavor does, whether it's music or art. And the best way to show that, I thought, was through the person that I've been fascinated with since the early 90s, when became clear at Time Magazine that we were going to name him Person of the Century, which is Einstein. And the reason he's so good at bringing the wonders and joy of science is because his science was creative and imaginative. He was not there simply because he was the smartest scientist of the time. In fact, you can make an argument that people like Max Planck or Lorentz or others at the very same time were certainly more academically prepared, certainly had more knowledge, but they didn't have the rebellious spirit, the imagination, or the creativity of Einstein, and that's what made him so special. If there's one thing that Burl in his 22 years and me in my 5 years at the Aspen Institute has learned, is that smart people are a dime a dozen. It's really hard, though, to find people who are creative and imaginative. And so that's why I wanted to pick Einstein. The good news about Einstein, though, is that for those of us parents, is that Einstein was not